What's happening, everybody? Coach Joe here with my cohorts and partner in crime, Dan Goodman, Adam Menner, and we are going to drop some knowledge bombs on you today and talk, give a little preview on the webinar we're doing next week, Wednesday, November 10th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're interested in that, you can click the link in the show notes. That'll take you right to the webinar landing page. It's 100% free. You can register right now and level up. So, but we're going to drop some knowledge bombs on you today to give you some, a little taste of some of the things that we cover in our free webinar and in our two-day business of strength immersion seminars that we do here at Varsity House and around the country. So let's take it away, gang. So to our webinar next week is basically how to increase your monthly recurring revenue by $5,000 in a month. And we're breaking that down into three key components of your business that we think are the areas that we see the most variation, fluctuation, flaws, issues, and so forth within the business, the gym business world. And the first one is the, you know, people-centric systems, you know, designing and creating the systems that run your business and having great systems that are easy to follow and followed by all, you know, makes leadership and the human component of your business much easier, right? If nothing is documented and everybody's moving in different directions, it causes a lot of frustration and pain. The second part of that is, you know, Dan will be talking on, and that's, you know, marketing and sales, you know, how to set up a great marketing and sales system that work together, that are a combined effort. And again, one of the big issues that we see is a disconnect between the what's the marketing, and that's lead generation, and the sales process, the conversion team of converting potential members to clients. Usually a lot of disconnect there between those two departments or those two areas, or in the case of a lot of gyms, one person's doing everything, and there's not a great system there. And last but not least, Mr. Adam Menner will be talking about developing a truly profitable training model that is consistent, reproducible, repeatable, and followed by all, that is a true training system from top to bottom, not just the X's and O's, but the delivery, the schedule, the pricing, and everything that goes along with putting your most profitable product on the gym floor is really important. And, you know, one of the issues that we see is that a lot of gym owners are either doing way too many things, so nothing is really great and they have lots of products on the floor, or they're not putting their most profitable products on the floor. And there's a lot of variations in schedules and time and things like that. So we're going to help you narrow that down so that you can get really clear on, you know, what are your best price offerings? What's the best schedule? What are the best products? And how do we make the most money from the product that we sell here, and which is fitness, which is training. So, so I don't know. Why don't we, Dan, do you want to start? You know, marketing and sales is, you know, anytime we do a seminar, anytime we do a webinar, anytime we do anything, everybody always wants the tip. Give me the best marketing tip you got, Dan. And you know, what's something right now that literally somebody who listens to this podcast can walk away with a couple bucks in their pocket?
I mean, that's a pretty loaded question. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, look, I think understanding, and we're going to go over this quite a bit next week, but understanding that marketing and selling, they're not one and the same, right? That's the biggest thing. And I was on a call this morning with somebody we've worked with for a really long time, and it's not in America. They've dealt with a tremendous amount of lockdowns and government forced, you know, implications of what they can do with their business. And we just started, like, he's onboarding a couple new people and he's just getting his head around the fact that he can start marketing and he can start welcoming people back to his business, or new people welcoming new people to his business. And the first thing we started with is reactivations, is print a list of people that have done business with you in the past and invite them back. It's as simple as that. And make the offer. It shouldn't be like some expensive front end offer. You know, print a list of 2 years of people that have spent money with you and highlight the people you actually miss being in your facility. And all it takes is a text, phone call, email, and be persistent. You know, hey, Adam, did you see my message? And in case he didn't respond, and invite them back with a free week or a free 2 weeks or a free two sessions with no strings attached, right? Where it's just like, hey, we want to welcome you back. And a lot of times is understanding that, and we've talked about this before, but people don't come back to facilities because they're embarrassed that they fell out of touch.
Sure.
I was just at the front desk this morning. I saw two client reactivations that we've reactivated in the last month. And one of them is a gentleman by the name of Rob was just embarrassed with how out of shape he had gotten over the course of the last 18 months. And felt like he didn't want to train with his gym friends in a group setting. So we got him back in and he did a few private training sessions to say, you know what, I'm warmed up to this. I can do it. And it seems so simple and rudimentary, but like, when was the last time a busy general manager or gym owner or small business owner took 2 hours to really reactivate former clients? A lot of times, I know myself included, it's people look at those as like lost opportunities, or they have an excuse as to why they left, or they don't want them back because of like a personal feeling of being let down that that person moved on. They moved on because life got in the way. Like it has nothing to do with anything else. Like, you know, for instance, like, you know, my wife, she trains Fridays here at the gym. Like she's missed two Fridays in a row because of meetings that got put on her calendar. Say she misses one more, that could just be it. Like that's all that it takes. It's not that she doesn't like training, but you know, I know Simone reaches out to her every week. Hey, here's something you could do at home. Hey, I'm just booking you for next week. You have to keep the conversation going. That's first and foremost. So reactivations, if you're looking to make money fast, the easiest way is to print a list and spend 2 hours trying to reactivate former clients to a front-end offer that creates little to no resistance. And obviously we're going to give you more of a tactical approach on a longer form call. But that's number one. Number two is understanding that marketing and selling, although they speak the same language, they're not one and the same. Marketing is sourcing opportunities, right? And you could do that with paid ads. You could do that with newspaper. You could do that with organic social posting. You could do that with emails, which we love. You could do that with podcasts, but it's sourcing opportunity for people to recognize you and want to do business with you, right? That's marketing. Selling is taking those lead sources and closing them to membership. And right. The closing of that sale needs to be very straight line, very seamless. There shouldn't be a laundry list of offerings. You could have a laundry list of marketing opportunities. Like you could be doing a million and one things marketing. You should not be doing a million and one things selling. It should be very clear, very decisive on, you know, we're helping guide the lead opportunity to a very definitive sales opportunity. And, you know, on the call, we're going to talk about what we think those marketing opportunities should look like for most gyms and what that sales pitch, if you will, should look like to a potential client.
It is truly like a funnel. I mean, that's why they call it a sales funnel, right? And because the top of the funnel is all of your marketing and lead opportunities. And it's really endless. Like everybody always asks like, what's a great tactic? I'm like, I can give you 50. There's really not a bad idea to try when it comes to marketing, as long as it's inside of your marketing system, inside of your marketing calendar, and it's thought out and you're not just reacting to stuff. But if you set up a marketing calendar with, you know, joint ventures, a newsletter, outward social media, and you have all these different things, they're all going to work to some degree. But like Dan's saying, your sales process needs to be very narrowly focused and well-defined so that you have, you know, here are the two or three really great products that we offer that help our clients the most. And this one is the one that I think is going to get you to the goals that we're talking about, right? It's really just helping that. It's really nudging that client along to fit them to the right solution that they, you know, the joke is in a sense in sales that the client has to have that aha moment. Like, oh yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know, kind of like that's the one I think is going to be good for me too. So great stuff there. So, you know, again, Dan's going to give a much more in-depth talk on, you know, marketing tactics, and the sales process and how to put that all together into a seamless format. Adam, talk about profitable products. You know, Adam's done an amazing job in the last, you know, year and a half, really restructuring our training product. And you know, obviously the pandemic provided a great platform to hit the reset button on a lot of things that we were maybe doing, you know, just because, you know, like a lot of gyms, you start off, you know, small, kind of doing anything and everything you can to make money. Right. And as like, just like myself, like the gym owner, you know, I was the only coach for a while, then it was a handful of coaches, and now we have a big team. So things have changed, right? And Adam's done a really great job to help us restructure, reorganize, and re-systemize the training product. So talk about that a little bit, Adam.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny, actually, last week I tweeted, a training system does not mean you have to sacrifice the integrity of individuality. And I got like 20 DMs about like all these training nerds being like, no, that's not true. Everybody has all these unique individual things. So I think, to preface, it's, you know, obviously we're in this business because we love training and we love anatomy and the science and data and all these different things. But at the end of the day, if those ideologies you have don't align with that of your business, you're kind of doing this. And that becomes a big issue, because if each coach, right, and we foster this, each coach is going to have their own views on training, and we encourage that. That's why we have our CU days. That's why we give them opportunities to go learn. But again, the number one point here is you have to centralize your ideology. And obviously, you know, that's my role, ensuring that, hey, I love what you guys are doing, but how does that fit? Here's what we believe in. You know, recently, post-pandemic, we changed our company name to Varsity House Health and Performance. So for me, it's, if you walk inside our doors, you are A, going to get healthier, and B, you're going to improve performance, whatever that may be. So if your training as a coach is not aligning or adhering to those guidelines, it's kind of, you're almost doing a disservice. It's like serving bad food at a really high-end restaurant. So sure. That's point number one, centralizing your ideology. Number two is conservation of energy. And, you know, Dan and I and Joe have spoke a lot about this, just in terms of, you know, you may feel really busy in this industry. It's super easy to feel busy, where you come into the gym at 6, you have your coffee, do your first session, then you take a break, then you have a private, then you have 3 hours to train, then you have 3 back-to-back sessions, and then you have a private, and you're cleaning the gym, and you were at the gym from 6 to 7, 8 o'clock at night, a 13, 14 hour day. But if we were to come in and do a time audit on you, you really only served 5 to 6 hours of sessions, but you were there for 14. So are the other 8 hours of your day productive? Of course, you need to train yourself. You should spend time learning, outreaching, like we're talking about. But for a staff in a business, you want to get more from less. And so picking the right schedules, condensing a little bit, trying to funnel in, like Dan talked about, more people into these time slots to make them more profitable is extremely important. And then obviously, as a business, knowing your demographic and picking your price point is kind of relative to you, but we will help you do that here. And number three is just your world-class service. You know, I think having discrepancies in service is a problem, especially in a, you know, lack of better words, service-based business. And that's why you have to, again, centralize your ideology. If I'm working with Joe and Joe's telling me he believes in Westside and I have chains on the bar and I'm a 50-year-old woman, and then I go to Dan and Dan's like, I only believe in body weight training. Well, then what's going to happen is when you have more and more clients come in, your training system does not have the infrastructure for more and more clients, because you have too many different ideologies and too many different voices where it's, hey, no, this is what we believe in. This is how we train people. This is how we improve health and performance. And then also, this is how the service across the board is the same. And so there's two parts of service, is one, just having a training system, one that ensures checks and balances of each, the training templates, but you can make them, right, individualize, and we'll explain that more next week. And two is just the coaching aspect of it, is does every coach in the building deliver the training system the same exact way? And during our coaches meetings on Wednesday, that's kind of how we do that and centralize that thought. So I think those are the three main things that, if you're a coach listening to this, that you really need to think about, you know, as you build out your training model for your business. And we're going to elaborate a lot, you know, next week.
Yeah. And just to reiterate and kind of add to what Adam's saying, you know, I think one of the hardest things for me, maybe not for me, because I gravitated towards business pretty quickly, and I really fell in love with the process of building a great business, in the same way that I was trying to build a great, you know, NFL combine athlete. You know, if you take all the variables that you need to run a successful combine, right? Strength, power, speed, 40, 5'10", 5, right? There's a whole bunch of variables, right? That we're all trying to prove, improve in separate ways. Just like in business, sales, marketing, team, leadership, customer service, right? So, but a lot of gym owners have a really, really tough time moving from individual guru to business that can scale. And an individual guru who controls everything and the training system flows directly through them at all times is going to have a really tough time scaling. And that might be okay for some people because it really depends on what you want out of your business. If you want to be the guru and you want to do 30, 40 sessions a week and you want to be the guy, maybe you're right, maybe you're really good at writing, you're writing books and things like that. I'm not saying that you can't be successful, but if your goal is to run a very profitable brick and mortar gym, and the minute you sign that lease, you go from being the guru to the business owner. And you know, like in the case of us, like we, you know, lease here, you know, we signed a 20-year deal here, right? That was millions of dollars, right? You got to get good at business really quick, right? And so you have to learn to remove yourself from the ideology of like, well, the training system has to be this. It's got to be my, you know, look, at the end of the day, if we can't repeat it, reproduce it, and get other people to other coaches to coach it, we can't scale. And that means you're always struggling to grow and you're always struggling to make more money, right? And that does not take away from the greatness. The greatness comes in the leadership of Adam, myself, and Dan getting together with all the coaches and pointing out, hey, this is how we do things. Tell me why you did that differently. What was your thought process? And as a team, we come up with new solutions to improve the training system regularly. And that happens, I mean, pretty much weekly at this point. You know, there's always something to get better at. But again, no system, no defined process. I have to be able to hand over a manual to the youngest coach on the team, James in this case, and say, James, this is how we do business. This is how we deliver our product. Learn this system, and then from there, we will start to grow with your own likes, taste, and individualities as a coach, right? So, yeah, and great.
Sorry, I just want to say one thing. Yeah, is that I know, you know, it's hard to do that, especially in my role, but it doesn't mean you can't do both. It's just you have to shift your mind. Like, you can still read and be that guy, but it's how you translate it, like Joe saying, to the team. So I think it's important. So it's not that you can't do both, but like Joe said, as soon as you run a business, things begin to change and you just have to have that more of that mindset. But I know a lot of coaches like to still pursue that, but it's just doing it the right way.
Look, I still do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I went to a training seminar, you know, a couple months ago with Zach Evanesh, and you know, I'm always learning about training. Just because I'm not the head coach anymore and I'm not training 50 hours a week doesn't mean that I don't care about training, the X's and O's. I mean, first and foremost, before there was any business, there was, you know, Joe the scientist who wanted to be, you know, a great exercise scientist, grow a great coach. And I think that's the foundation of everything we do here at Varsity House, is by, you know, putting that excellent world-class product on the gym floor every single day. But there has to be some concessions that allow you to grow a really great business. Right. And again, I'm not saying you're selling out or putting any less of a product. It's just, is it systemized? Is it organized? Is it reproducible? Is it teachable to other people consistently? That's the main thing. So, and then last but not least on my end, you know, is systems and leadership. And now, you know, Dan is the CEO of the company now and does a great job leading the team. But what we have come from, as opposed to where we are now, we are in two different universes of business. When I started, the only system was training. When Dan and I started, we started to create some other systems. As the business grew, one system became two, became four, became eight, became 16, right? And what I said today on a social media post was that great systems make leadership a lot easier. Because if people know what they're doing and supposed to do, then your job as the CEO or the business owner, or as Dan likes to call himself, the chief reminding officer, is to, help people stay on track. It's not to pave new roads all the time, right? When you have no systems, you're paving new roads and everybody's charting off into the unknown, right? But when you have great systems and you have a defined process for the things in your business, then it's very easy. So like with our newest coach, James, doing a great job, great young coach, right? If James does something outside the system, it's like a red flag goes off and it's easy to see. And Dan could say, hey, James, you know, this is the way we do things and blah, blah, blah. Right. And it's easy to keep it easier to keep him on track as opposed to, well, we don't really have a system for that. So, you know, what should we do? Right. And then, you know, everybody kind of does this. So systems run your businesses and people run the systems. You have to train people to run great systems and create systems that funnel in your business. And I always tell anybody that we do business with that's in our consulting group or comes to our seminars, start with your client-facing systems first. Start with your lead follow-up conversion systems, right? What happens when a client calls, emails, or walks in the front door? Have we outlined that system from start to finish, from greeting them at the door to answering the phone to follow-up emails, to the process of getting them booked into a sales consult or a free trial session, to, you know, 30, 60, 90-day follow-ups, and all of the things, the touch points that you think you would like to have if you were the gym, you know, goer and would be wowed by your gym calling you at 30 days. Hey, Joe, great job. It's already been 30 days. Why don't you come in for a nutrition consult on us? Let's make sure that, you know, that the next 30 days, let's focus a little bit more on eating clean and checking that box, right? And all those little things. Is there a system, you know, for ordering products? Is there a system for meetings? I mean, I even the littlest thing, like, are we having consistent meeting times, consistent, you know, meeting layouts, a consistent meeting structure? Or do you hate meetings because your meetings are all over the place and nothing ever gets done and everybody, you wind up arguing and things like that, right? Great business is a great system. And you don't have to look too far to find great businesses that have scaled to infinity, like Apple, like McDonald's, like Starbucks. What made those places great is a great product that's super consistent, a system for producing it, right? With great customer service that's predictable, right? I know, right? What's a key thing that Starbucks did? What's your name, sir? Joe, right? Put your name on the cup, right? When they go, you know, latte for Joe, right? It's just a simple way to get to know people's names that are repeat customers coming in the door. Hey, Joe, how are you? Now every time I go to Starbucks and tell, hey, Joe, how are you? And the whole crew knows my name, right? Simple systems that allow your businesses to scale. So I'm going to talk a ton about those next week. I'll give you a whole bunch of them and I'll really outline the process for developing great systems and a great leadership structure that follows those systems. So that's our seminar, our free webinar, if you will, next week. It's at Wednesday, 1:30, November 10th, Eastern Standard Time. You can click the link in the show notes. And I hope you got a couple great takeaways. If you're a gym owner right now and you're saying to yourself, man, I really got to spend some time creating these systems, or I really got to improve my marketing, right? I'm just kind of firing out social media posts. Those things are systems. Your time and how you use it is a system, right? I mean, Adam, Dan, I mean, one of the things that we try to convey to our staff is humans are the greatest asset in any business. How you spend your time is the most important thing. Because like Adam said earlier, you can spend a lot of time with your wheels spinning, not really doing a whole lot. And I always speak highly of Dan and Adam, you know, in any shape and form, but like, I think Dan as a person, if there was one thing that I can pinpoint to a systemic change after having a kid, which is a change in and of itself, it really clicks off like a switch inside of you. But really, it was just an improved use of his own personal time, really doing a much, much better job of scheduling his own time, the important stuff first, and locking down his own accountability that has helped transform our gym in the last 2 years because of it. And again, he's gotten a lot more capacity out of himself. Time is a system, just like everything else. So any last comments to add, guys?
You don't have to have a kid to get better with your time, though.
No, you don't. No. That's forced improvement, because at that point you have no time to yourself. So
there are people taking notes and they're like,
yeah, be like, no, I think that it was all well said. Obviously, we're going to go in detail on it. I think too, it's like, you know, the one thing I would always tell, I was on a phone yesterday actually with somebody that's 19 years old and he's in college and reached out and, you know, said, you know, what should I be learning? It's like, you know, first and foremost, get really good at your craft. Just start training people, right? But don't shy away from, you know, improving your financial literacy at the same time. And even if you are an exercise science major, like, you know, knowing a little bit about accounting, like when I started this, I didn't know how to pay my taxes. You know, that's a fucking problem, right? And I mean, I think it's, you know, and I know there's some great programs like Springfield College does a fantastic job. Like, you know, we have an athlete that's there that is literally part of his classwork is putting together the startup phase of a business. It's amazing. But, you know, don't be embarrassed. Like I'm being honest, I didn't know how to pay our taxes once upon a time. So I think surrounding yourself with people that have been in it and are willing to share the time and expertise, whether you're a personal trainer in college, a general manager, a franchise owner, or, you know, a small business owner, this webinar is for you. It'll probably run 90 minutes to 2 hours, knowing our crew. And we will have a recording for people that want to sign up. You know, we already have over a dozen people signed up. So I think it'll be a great way for you to improve your business acumen.
For sure. Adam, anything?
Yeah, I think it's just important, like Dan said, no matter what stage you are in your career, a lot of people think they can postpone things till things happen, but having great foresight as a coach is something that's super important. And so, you know, obviously being a part of this team, it's something that's helped me, and we intend to do the same with all of you. So make sure you guys, no matter where you are, you're going to find some type of hidden gem, right, to take away from the seminar. So
awesome. Again,
see
you there next Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, November 10th. The link will be in the show notes. You can check it out there. And as always, this is the Business of Strength, where you can turn your passion for strength into a profession you could be proud of. See you next time, gang.
See you, everyone.